I think that's better this time. Maybe I put too much pickle relish in it.
In the kitchen of their historic East Side home, San Antonio Mayor Ivy Taylor samples the chicken salad she's fixing for her daughter.
You need sugar.
Okay, so that means sandwich bread, right?
Having lunch with 11-year-old Morgan is a rare treat for Taylor. Her schedule as mayor and candidate cut deeply into her time at home. It's something her daughter points out.
Well, sometimes this gets a little bit annoying because I don't get to spend that much time with her anymore.
Well, certainly at the top of the list of who I am is a wife and mom. Even though I may feel a little guilty about missing time away from her, I also feel very excited that I'm providing for her an example of being engaged and making the community better and being a leader.
44-year-old Taylor's unlikely path to becoming San Antonio's first black mayor began in the Brooklyn borough of New York City, where she was raised in a strict religious home. She still wears a gold cross around her neck and says she looks to God for inspiration.
My faith guides me, and I pray for wisdom daily.
Taylor was the first in her family to earn a college degree when she graduated from Yale. She then received a master's in urban planning, worked as a planner for the city of San Antonio, and signed on with an affordable housing program. She won the District 2 City Council seat in 2009.
When I came on the council, really my passion was about restoring neighborhoods that have been left behind and providing opportunities for people that have been left behind.
Taylor says one of her proudest political accomplishments as a council member was securing over $50 million federal dollars to revitalize the east side of town, which has struggled with unemployment and poverty. She'd still be sitting in that council seat if President Obama hadn't tapped former Mayor Julian Castro to head the Department of Housing and Urban Development last year. Taylor's council colleagues elected her to fill Castro's term. She said then she didn't plan to campaign for mayor, but she changed her mind.
A lot of people asked me to reconsider, and so I thought and prayed about it a long time. And there are some things that I started working on that I'd like to see through to completion.
One of those things is the SA Tomorrow Plan.
Thank you.
Taylor recently kicked it off with an event that invited citizens to envision the kind of city they want to live in.
I want to include streets more like this that accommodate transit, that are pedestrian friendly, and that are visually appealing.
The blueprint being developed will guide transportation design and infrastructure projects for 25 years. Taylor loves this stuff.
I'm a trained planner, and so, I mean, this is really the reason why I'm serving in elected office.
Taylor's insistence on long-range planning helped push through council approval for the $3 billion pipeline that will transport water from North Texas to San Antonio. Other decisions, however, have drawn a bullseye on her back as she campaigns for mayor. Opponents have lambasted her for the city not reaching an agreement on a new police union contract and for ride-hailing company Uber leaving town when Taylor and others insisted that Uber drivers be fingerprinted to ensure passenger safety. But it's her vote against a non-discrimination ordinance 2 years ago that's recently caused Taylor a lot of grief.
I don't hate anyone. I respect all people. I don't believe in discrimination.
The ordinance, now in effect, prohibits discrimination against LGBT, lesbians, gays, bisexual, and transgender people. Taylor explains her vote this way.
In 2011, I did vote for the domestic partner benefits for city employees. But in 2013, when we had a non-discrimination ordinance that was proposed, it went beyond the scope of the City of San Antonio organization, and it included language that stated that if you were a business that did business with the city, that this had to be your standard as well. And I felt that it could place, in particular, small business owners in a gray zone where they may have to make choices between their faith and the law.
Taylor declined to say whether her own Baptist faith led to her vote. She says as mayor, she'll enforce the law, and she's working to develop a closer relationship with the LGBT community. Shelley Koffler, Texas Public Radio News.